If I could, I'd like to just throw out a bunch of sort of clinical questions to you in terms of how you manage relapse disease. So my first question is, what is your current non-protocol approach to systemic therapy as a bridge to transplant? Are you using chemo? Do you add novel agents, bevacizumab, and checkpoint inhibitors?
Well, Allison Moskowitz, my colleague, conducted a very nice phase two, small phase two study, which used brentuximab vedotin in a little bit different schedule than the every 3 week or 2 week schedule, using weekly times three with a week off, either two or three cycles of this in patients in first relapse after primary treatment. And about a third of the patients achieved PET negativity and went directly on to transplant. Those who were still PET positive went on to our standard treatment with ICE. We actually used the augmented form of ICE for two cycles and went on to transplant. So two-thirds were still PET positive and got ICE. And the results were excellent in both groups, using two or three cycles of BV before that. It seems if you add another drug, like you add BV to a checkpoint inhibitor, or if you add bendamustine, as Anne Lacase did, to BV, you can increase the PET negativity rate to about 60%. So in our practice, I kind of follow the results that Allison Moskowitz published. That is, I'll give patients two cycles of brentuximab vedotin, and if they're PET negative, I go on to transplant. If they're PET positive, I give them ICE and transplant. The combination of nivolumab and brentuximab vedotin is not approved for that particular use. The combination of bendamustine and brentuximab vedotin, it has a little bit more toxicity, so I'm not particularly switching to that. But I think for now, I'm using BV first, see if I can get them into a CR, a third of them, and ICE if they don't, and then go to transplant.